One of the two students convicted in the 1998 school shootings in Jonesboro, Arkansas, was expected to be freed from a federal detention center in Memphis today, his 21st birthday. Mitchell Johnson has served more than 7 years. He was 13 when he and his 11-year-old schoolmate Andrew Golden shot and killed 4 students and a teacher and wounded 10 at Westside Middle School. Rick Fair is assistant managing editor of the Jonesboro Sun. He says the case prompted Arkansas to institute tougher penalties for juvenile offenders.
Prior to 1998, prior to these shootings, state law did not allow for juveniles to be charged as adults with any crime. So even though these two youngsters killed several people, injured several more, they were not eligible to be charged as adults in any shape, form, or fashion. Their cases went through the juvenile system, and they were to be released under state law when they turned 18.
Now, in this case, with these two shooters, Mitchell Johnson and Andrew Golden, they were able to extend that until 21, prosecutors were. How did they do that?
They transferred the case from state court to federal court, and so federal rules took over then. And the federal laws at that time allowed federal facilities to hold them until the age of 21.
One interesting thing to note here is that the younger of the two shooters, Andrew Golden, who was 11 years old at the time of the shooting, will end up serving more time than the older shooter, Mitchell
Right.
Johnson, who was 13.
Right. Certainly. He will not be eligible for release until, if I'm thinking right, May 25th of 2007.
What has been the reaction in Jonesboro to the idea that Mitchell Johnson would be walking free today?
Of course, the closer to the situation that the person is, the more pronounced the response has been. There are still some very deep wounds here. Folks feel very strongly that each one of these youngsters got a sentence not equal to the crime. But where once there probably was a cloud hanging over this entire area, you don't get that sense that life is put on hold while we ponder these circumstances. Most folks have indeed moved on.
But I guess a day like this might revive some
sure,
very, very painful
sure,
memories.
Sure, sure. And as I say, the closer to the situation you get, those feelings are still pretty prevalent.
These shootings were in 1998 in a
yes.
middle school, so those students, I guess, would be out of high school at this point, have moved on.
Yes, and last year was when a lot of those folks got out, and there were quite a few rehashings of that then. Interesting side note, Johnson's younger brother continued to go to school there and graduated from that school district last year.
Hmm. Has anything been heard from him, from Mitchell Johnson, in the time he's been in prison? Has he said anything about what he did? Any thoughts about that?
No, and that's one of the things that you do hear from folks from time to time is that there never really was an explanation of why or what prompted this thing. That has been frustrating, I know, for a lot of people, that there are a lot of questions that neither Johnson or Golden have explained.
I understand that the shooter's mother has said that her son, when he's released from prison, will not be coming back to Jonesboro. Is that your understanding?
Right. Our understanding is that he is not going to be in this specific area. There have been some thoughts that he may reside in the Memphis area, which is about an hour 10 minutes from here. So I don't think he will be in this immediate vicinity, but he may very, very well be not too far off.
Mr. Fair, when does school go back to session?
August 19th.
That's just next week.
Yes, yeah, so back to school events are in full swing.
And is there any part of that is tuned to this event, this release of the shooter today?
No. In fact, a lot of the officials are on that Westside campus today, and a tour out there, you kind of have to look long and hard to see any signs of that event. There's a simple marker, a simple bench, and a what I would call a peace monument. But other than that, there are no visible signs that this thing did happen.
Mr. Fair, thanks very much.
Certainly.
That's Rick Fair, assistant managing editor of the Jonesboro Sun, talking about Mitchell Johnson, one of the two students convicted in the 1998 Jonesboro school shooting. Johnson was expected to be released from a federal detention center today.